Already a Friday, and yeah, we'll track down some more markets. We'll check in at Central Livestock Association. We'll do that shortly as well. Right now, let's check in with the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Les Sanderson joining us, president with MCGA, and from the District 3 area, Cannon Falls area. Les, thanks for joining us, and you know, it's been one wicked fall, and you guys are dealing with some winter weather here in fall, aren't you?
Yeah, we've had snow 6 of the last 7 days right in this area that have kept us from picking corn, so it's definitely come to a standstill around here.
Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of corn out right now, or are we still seeing quite a bit in the fields in your area?
You know, I would estimate it's about a third to a half done, I guess, so there's a lot more corn to go yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some pretty decent yields down here, so it's just that much more corn and everything, so yeah, it's a battle.
A lot of conversation regarding corn and also the propane issue, and can you give us a little perspective on how big of a deal is it? Is it affecting some and not others? What is some of the effect you're hearing here in Minnesota?
Well, it's just started to sort of hit here, you know, affecting us. Luckily, the snow has sort of kept us from combining, so it hasn't hit. But I was talking to our LP guys, and the trucks are parked today, basically. They're not delivering because they have no gas for dryers. The nation, industry-wide, they said they've used 2.5 times the amount of LP to dry the corn so far this year than they did last year. And there's still a lot of corn to dry yet. So, I mean, that shows you how much LP they're using. Corn being a little bit wetter, colder, the whole thing adding up. They said they have about a 9.5-hour wait at Pine Bend up there to get the gas. And they've driven as far as Kansas so far to find LP. So it's a pretty critical situation here. And no end in sight, really, I guess, the way it sounds. In the cold temperatures of Lake City, you got the heating for the house and the barns and all that stuff going too. So it's just sort of a perfect storm of demand here.
You mentioned solutions too. Really, no end in sight. But solution-wise, it's more just kind of have to sit on your hands and wait, right?
Yeah, not a whole lot you can do about it at this point. I mean, it's herd guys that are picking the corn wet and putting it in a bin and just going to dry it later type of thing as they have time, I guess, to do it. But yeah, luckily the corn is standing good in this area and that sort of thing so far. But I mean, I see harvest dragging out into December the way it looks so far here and stuff at this rate. I mean, if we could, I don't know how it's sort of a mystery why this is such a bad deal this year as compared to others, unless it's just a demand thing, but something seems not quite right with it.
Les Anderson, president with the Minnesota Corn Growers, joining us. I know a lot of folks, too, have different theories out there that it's a manufactured sort of shortage out there, but obviously, or who knows, you know, but there's a lot of rumors going around.
Right. Hopefully, we'll be doing a little digging into it type of thing and trying to, we got to come up with some solutions for years to come. That's what the LP guys are saying, too, that, well, the dryers are bigger now, the combines are bigger, and the yields are bigger. It's just a lot more to deal with, but they're still dealing with the infrastructure that was set up 30, 40 years ago and stuff. So they look at infrastructure. Maybe we should look at doing more on-the-farm storage, maybe have some sort of a program where you can, low-interest loans to build more additional storage on the farm, to help out or something. But I don't know. They get, something's got to change. We can't have this, that's for sure. So.
Mm-hmm. Les Anderson joining us here on Noontime News on a separate topic, but still in the realm, very much on the surface, is RFS, and from a Minnesota corn standpoint, doing a call of action once again, correct?
Right, we have that going on now. We're trying to get as many voices heard as possible out there. You can go to mncorn.org to sign up. If you get text alerts or email alerts, I'd encourage everybody to go there, share it with friends and everything, and pretty simple on your phone there to do it. Easy to click and send a message to DC and help get some things changed with the EPA so we can try to get some of those gallons back that we lost with the waivers and everything. So,
it almost seems awkward. Seems to be more conflict in between, things in DC. I shouldn't say conflict in DC, but just seems that we're getting mixed messages all the time, Les.
As far as the RFS?
Yeah, as far as the RFS, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's, you know, our message is pretty simple that EPA, when they make up rules and regulations, they expect us to follow them, and we're asking that they follow the rules and law the way they are, that if those gallons are waived, that they should be reallocated to another refinery, so we don't end up losing those gallons. That's 4 billion gallons of corn, or 4 billion gallons of ethanol, 229 million bushels of corn that we've lost since this has started, so we definitely need to get those bushels and gallons back.
Mm-hmm. Les, finally, before it snowed, was it wet or was it drivable in your area, or wasn't it even very fun to drive in the fields before the snowfall?
Oh, we were pretty good shape. No, the stuff was carrying real nice. We had real good conditions that way and stuff. So we, it was good. You know, I was thinking too. It's been such a tough fall. I don't remember any nice days where you're out there in shirt sleeves harvesting. It just seemed like the beans were 2 weeks behind, and it turned around into the corn, and you never had those nice fall days where you felt really good about being out in the, harvesting and stuff. It's just been a battle. And like I said, now we got the snow and the cold, and, things don't work right, and it just, it's been a battle. So it's, everybody wants to shut the door in 2019 and move on to 2020, it seems like. So.
Mm-hmm. Les Anderson joining us. Les, we appreciate your time today. We hope that snow goes away and you guys can get back out there and get things all wrapped up here in November. We appreciate your time. We'll stay in touch, okay?
We will. Thank you.
All right. Les Anderson joining us, a Minnesota Corn Growers Association president from the Cannon Falls area. And a bit of a standstill. And yeah, we did a smaller poll on our Facebook page. I think we had 25 or 26 respondents. 6 or 7% of that said they were having propane issues. Les kind of painted a more broader picture of some of the concerns and shortages out there. I know we had a few messages saying, well, you can go here or go there. There's propane available. So some being affected by that situation. And we had Les on the program to try and shed a little more light on it from a state perspective and what's going on and some of the things he's hearing as well on Noontime News here on Chasm Radio.